What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast. We are the Lays.
Yes, Lakes and Laity. Hey, Laity, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
It's been pretty rainy. It's been pretty rainy. It's raining down here. But all in all, it's been pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, mine was pretty chill. Little mishaps, but we back at it.
Yeah. That happens. Adulting. Isn't it ghetto?
Very much so.
Very much ghetto. So, I saw this thing on Instagram, Facebook. Can't remember which one I saw it on. But you remember the girl with the kids?
The McDonald's?
Yeah, the McDonald's.
Yes.
I was like, she knows she dead wrong, right?
Right.
Like, girl, them your kids. Them your kids.
Which gets us to today's topic. Them your kids. Where about your kids?
And it's not just females. It's males, too.
Exactly.
But all in all, like, if you have kids before your final kid with another man or another woman, it's not their job to take care of your previous kids.
Exactly. I think we need to normalize having kids by one person. I think we need to get back to that.
Ooh, child, you done said a mouthful.
Just saying.
I mean, you know, that's going against the code nowadays when you have, you know, say stuff like that and you get a lot of people upset.
I mean, the truth hurts.
It does. I'm just saying, I get some people upset.
Right.
You need to be prepared for it.
I mean, if you have it under control, of course, you know, but I think you would avoid a lot of problems if you're careful with who you have kids with and have kids by one person.
But doesn't that go before, like, having kids? Because, right. Like, when you pick someone out. Like, if you start to date them, you start to talk to them, and you start to like them, y'all start having conversation that goes beyond a surface level, like friendship or associate, then you should start looking at how they carry themselves as a person and what they got going on in their personal life.
Exactly.
Like, for me, an example, if a man has multiple kids by multiple different women, me and you no longer really are ever going to talk like
nothing
that. We're always just going to be on a friend, work, or associate level. It's never going to be like, oh, yeah, I talk to Lay. No, you don't.
Right.
You don't talk to Lacey. You do not talk to me.
So I guess that goes back to the root. I always wondered, what do you think is a good time frame to have kids with someone?
To be honest with you, I always tell people, you know, there's no time frame on anything. You've seen people be together for 10 years, never get married, and they get out of that relationship. And they find someone else, and they get married within 6 months. So a time frame is up to you. You know, if you meet someone and it feels right, like y'all both are on the same page, y'all both are moving maturely towards that, then you should do that. Like, I'm never going to tell you, oh, you should wait 2 years, or you should wait until you're married, or you should wait until you're financially stable. It's up to you. It's whatever your goals is as a person. Yeah. But me, and most time, people don't even be thinking about it. Like, in all, especially as a millennial, I've seen a lot of people just say, oh, you know, I have babies. I'm like, that's not a good thing, baby. That's not something to brag about. Like, you basically saying you're a baby factor is not a, wait, not factor, factory? It's not like a good thing to do. It's not a good thing to brag about. Like,
I just think people need to, and this is just my opinion, they need to take their time and get to know someone before you having kids. Kids is such a permanent decision.
Yes, because divorce, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Divorce is not. I'm speaking from experience. You can get rid of that. Right. Moving to the left, you know, when you don't have kids with them. When you have kids, that is permanent.
Permanent.
That means you have to deal with that person. Anybody that you date afterwards has to deal with that person. So, like, sitting there saying, oh, well, you know, that's my baby mama. That's not her problem. That's my baby daddy. That's not his problem. Yes, it is. Like, yeah. If you're adding someone into your family who's going to be a, you know, bonus father or a bonus mother or, you know, anything like that. Like, I don't like the word step. So I say bonus, y'all, for everyone who was wondering. But you have to think about that. And who you have kids with can jeopardize people who will potentially like you and love your kid, but like be like, himself. Nah, see, you got all that going on.
Right. And I mean, you know, I think people need to realize there was once a time where you didn't have kids. And I'm sure you had that same requirement. Like, no, I don't want to date someone with kids. Just like you can praise having children, I think those of us who don't have kids can too. It's not a shot towards you. It's just, I say I'm learning from other people's mistakes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's sure, just me.
Yes.
But I think I'm a little more traditional. I don't want to be a BM. I don't want to be a baby mama.
That's never been the goal for me either. But when you say that, you upset a lot of people.
I feel like, how? Because even if you are a baby mama, why are you allowing that to be your title? Nah. You know, like, don't call. Even if I had a child with a man right now, I'm not your BM. I'm not your baby mama.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some baby mamas out there, but I try not to call them that. Like,
yeah,
if I see she's a good woman and she's the mother of your child, I'm going to call her that. But if I see she's a baby mama, I'd be like, that's a baby mama.
What's a baby mama?
Baby mama is that girl that just literally had sex with him and let him go in raw. So that way she could have a baby with him because she saw what he was and what he came with. And she said, yeah, like, we're going to call it what it is, a trap. We got men that do it. We have women that do it. It is it's something that they say, hey, he got money. He like this. Or, oh, you got these broke dudes do it too. Don't get me wrong. I've even had one try to trap me living on his daddy couch. And he was sitting in town. She tried to trap me. Bruh, trap what? You don't even have a couch. You don't even have a car. You don't have nothing.
Right.
What am I trying to trap? I took that plan B faithfully and didn't even tell him. But anyway, you got some dudes and some girls out here that try to trap people because they see what you come with and they see how it can benefit their life. So they're like, you know what? Oh, he got a good job. My kid's going to be well taken care of. Oh, she know how to take care of herself. She's going to take care of the kids. Then I get to move in. I have a place to stay. You know, that's the main thing, too.
Yeah. So, in today's world, having kids on purpose is wild.
It is.
It's very wild.
I guess that's why, you know, abortion is so scary right now for some people.
Oh, my God. Let's not even
go there.
I mean, we can, but
we go another date. Yeah, another date. But back to the topic at hand. Those are your kids. Like, have you ever had, like, a situation where, you know, you dated someone with multiple kids by multiple different women?
No, because I did date a man with a child, and that experience was bad. So I made a decision early on, I'm not dating a man with kids anymore.
See, I try not to judge people because there's a lot of people, and especially as a millennial, that have kids. They have kids. And so one thing I try not to do is judge them for having kids. Mm-hmm. So for me, one thing I look for is the person, okay, you have kids. I really don't want you to have two, but if you have two, are they by the same woman? How long were y'all together? You know, if you have one kid, cool. If you have two and they're by two different women, you out. Because that means that you went from one home to the next and you spreading your seed from one home to the next.
What about age?
The child has to be beyond toddler. Like, they have to be in school. They have to be 5, 6, 7, 8. And I really don't want them to be 5. I really want them to be like 8, 9, 10. I want them to be in that range. But yeah, if you and the mother of your child haven't been together, you know, and it seems like it's, you know, a non-commingling relationship, then they just co-parent. They don't co-mingle from time to time.
I think I would give a man a child. I mean, scratch that.
You said a child. Girl, you must be having a child coming in your future.
No.
Hey, baby on board. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think I would give a man a chance if that situation was, like, I could see, I have proof that, you know, you guys are just co-parenting. There's nothing else going on. But it's so normal for something to be going on.
Yes.
Or the baby mother feeling like she's entitled because she has the baby a child mama, with him.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, so, you gotta cut that off clean. Cut it off. Like,
and the craziest thing is the ones with the babies on the way. Your baby not even born?
Oh, no, sir. You gotta
go. And you telling me, oh, no, it's not that.
That baby hasn't even started to walk or talk yet.
I can't.
And then they're going to start doing all these cute things. You're going to be like, well, that's the mother of my child. No, no.
Yeah, and then I'm supposed to sit here and, oh, go watch the baby be born. Oh, go do this with the baby. I don't care.
Oh, she said that you can't see the baby. You can't take the baby outside the house. So you got to sleep over there. Oh, okay. Well, you two fun.
No, no. Uh-huh. I just think as a man, because people make mistakes, you know, and I don't want to call kids a mistake. But if you got someone pregnant or if you got pregnant and it wasn't intentional, I feel like you shouldn't date until you get that under control.
No, you can date, but I would just say, like, be cautious of what that comes with. Like, if, okay, like, say I have a baby, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna, like, I don't discriminate against people, but I do discriminate against people that have small kids. So I wouldn't get mad if someone did the same thing to me. Right. Like, I come with that energy. I have to be able to accept that energy right. if I have a small kid, but I don't. Now, I'm not going to lie. That's a whole nother world I don't even want to be a part of. So I ain't mad at them. But I do remember one time I had this terrible, terrible experience. And it was with a gentleman. When I first met him, he only showed one kid to me. The kid was in the teens, in high school.
Oh, a teen?
Yeah, it was.
How old was he?
He was he was a little over 40.
Oh, he was a
teenager. So I like older men. That is no secret. He wasn't the best looking. Like at that time, I think I was in a bad space. I think I was still in therapy at that time. So I wasn't trying to date nobody. I was actually practicing abstinence for like 7 months at that time.
Kudos to you.
Thanks, baby.
That's awesome.
So I wasn't looking for nobody. I wasn't looking to like talk to nobody. And then when he was like flirting and talking and touching and hugging, I was just like, okay, dude, I don't date nobody. I don't want to date nobody. He was like, when the last time you dealt with somebody? I was like, and one day it slipped. I said 7 months. And he like, it was like, it's like his eyes popped open, right? So then he started laying it on thick and talking to me every day. Now, mind you, he got this one kid, I thought, at the time. Now, then all of a sudden, this woman starts popping up. We talk every day near about almost like 3-4 times a day. He would have me like at his job. He would like he was a serial entrepreneur. And like he would invite me to his job and all this other stuff. And I never seen another female until one day she started popping up at his establishment, and she had a baby in her hand, a newborn baby. And then I was like, it was weird. It was just like the energy would shift every time she came in. Like, I always tell people at work, energy can be felt, never faked. So as soon as you pick up on it, listen to it. So I just thought it was weird. So like after the second time, I looked her up because I didn't know who she was. I didn't know what that was about. I wasn't from there. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to see what this girl's about. I went on his page, scrolled all the way down. I didn't see any couple pictures. It's just like she was a coworker. I was like, okay, coworker. Man, something says I could not go to sleep that night. Like something was like, you still ain't figured it out. So then I went on her page. There was no couple pages. I mean, there was like no couple pictures or anything like that. Then still couldn't sleep. Found a couple page on Instagram. She had just had his baby. Now, mind you, I said, so you got a newborn and a teenager. He didn't say nothing for weeks. Now, weeks go by. Somebody was like, Leah, he got multiple kids. I said, multiple? Wait, well, hold up. This is already two baby mamas. This already goes against everything.
Too many.
Yeah, this is already, it goes against everything I believe in. So I done found out, not by you, but by other people's mouths or by figuring it out myself. So then I asked him. You know, when I asked him about him having a girlfriend, because she was his girlfriend, he was like, oh, well, the baby was a mistake, and we're actually splitting up. I'm trying to help her find a part. Bullshit. So I actually listened because I've been in that situation, and you want to believe the best in a person, especially when you're already emotionally invested. Right. Like, you're like, you listen to the bullshit, and you want to believe it. So then when I asked him, how many kids you have? He was like, well, I said, you have three kids? He said, no, I don't. Who told you I had three kids? Don't answer a question with a question.
I hate that.
Don't do that. So then he was like, well, no, who told you I had three? How many kids do you have? He's like, stop stuttering. Every time I asked him a question he didn't want to answer, he stuttered.
And I just don't know when men are going to realize if we're asking a question.
We already know the answer a little bit. Know. Like, I knew I just wanted to know how many. I knew he had a lot. I didn't know. I knew it was more than three, but I went with three just to see if he would say it. More than three? Then this motherfucker came out and said he had six.
Six?
Six. By multiple different women.
What the?
And then, like, when I left him alone, just speed fast, I left him. I dropped him. Because he tried to do, like, a whole polygamy thing. And I was like, good for you, baby. Good, you could do that with another chick. You're not going to do it with this one. Because They may need your money, but I don't.
So and he was trying to set up a sister wives situation. Yeah, trying to get like you on board.
Yeah, and he thought because he had like a lot of money that I would fall for that. And I was just like, good for you. You right. have a nice day. I was good before you. I'll be good after you.
Exactly.
You have a nice day. But when I dropped him, I guess nobody ever did that, like did that before, like done that to him. So he was just like, oh, this is how you do people. You just cut people off. You don't talk to them no more. I knew you wasn't solid. I was like, bruh,
not your fault.
I'll be a liquid then. Okay, I'll be a liquid. If anybody is going to sit here and deal with you, your six kids, and girl.
And your lies. You calling me solid, but you a liar.
Three of his kids was my age or older.
Oh, hell no.
Three of his kids was my age or older. I was so mad.
Which is crazy because you said he told you he had one.
No, he showed me one. He never told me
and
anything.
And he got kids your age.
He got kids older than me and my age. Child, yeah. So, like, it was just like, bruh. And he had one that was a little bit younger than me. Like, she was, like, 18, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. I was just like.
What kind of man has his children? Like, why exactly. are you hiding the kids?
Like, that would be something I would tell you in the beginning. So, exactly. that way you could prepare for it. Like, even people that date me now, I'd be like, you know, I've been married before. Now I'm divorced. Right. Just in case you ever look it up, you could find it. That's public record. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to lie to you about my life, my past.
Especially if I'm dating you and I'm bound to find out.
Yeah. Like, there's no point in lying about it. At least you could say you found out from me.
Right.
Not that I found out from a bunch of different other people. Mm-hmm. So that was like the nail on the hammer, especially the, like, the hammer on the nail. I said it backwards. I always say it backwards first. But, like, that was just it for me, especially with the polygamy thing. And then he was like, I knew you wasn't solid. And I'm like, dude, you got six kids. You out here thinking because you have money that you're a prize? You're a problem.
That works for women with no money. Just yeah, let you guys does. Know that.
Yeah, it works for women who don't have nothing. Exactly. Because you literally have six kids by more than three women. And you want to sit here and talk about, like, you're a prize? You're a problem. You right. are literally, like, if you were a woman, you're a ran-through woman.
And it's like a conversation you and I had the other day. One, I don't want to date a man with kids at all. That's a plus. I understand that is rare. But it's even worse if you have kids and you don't even take care of them. I really don't want to deal with you.
I wouldn't say he don't take care of his, but...
He lie about them.
He lied
you
about
lying
them.
About yeah. their existence.
You kept them a secret, so... Let's yeah. put it that way. Secrets, like I tell people all the time, secret doers just as much damage as lies.
Right.
Because if I didn't know about it and it goes against my standards, my boundaries, my personal beliefs, mm-hmm. you basically lied to me by withholding that information from me.
And what else are you lying about?
Exactly. Yeah. Or holding a secret about.
Well, at least you got out of it before you even had to like deal with it, you know.
Like permanently, like kids-wise. Ugh.
My situation, the baby mama didn't want the kid around me. Girl, I don't want to be around the kid. You good. You have nothing. I'm not trying to be stepmama of the year. You're fine. And at the end of the day, I'm going to respect that. That's your child. You know who you want around, but girl, I don't want to be around your child either.
I just tell people if you have kids, they really got to be almost grown.
Yeah, it's complicated.
They got to be like, okay, my child, my daughter, my son is 20, my youngest is 17. Okay, cool. Then I could deal with that, you know. But if you tell me your child is like
2,
not even 2. You tell me your child 10, I'm going to be like, nah, 3. You still got 8 years to go, bruh.
We not going to see.
You still got 8 years to
go.
Or
go to the door. No.
Go to the door.
Go to the door. No. But back to the video of, you know, it's rumors going around that was staged, that didn't really happen.
Well,
it was,
you know,
a parody.
There's always those rumors when something happened, but that actually happens in real life.
It does.
Every day. So even
good
if
example.
It was staged, y'all gotta understand there's people that actually live that life.
Right.
And I know a good amount of them. And so
in that video, I'm pretty sure most of you've seen, but if you haven't, it's a father dropping off a McDonald's Happy Meal for his son.
His son.
But his baby mother has three other kids by other men that are not his.
Or one man or other men. We don't know.
Or, you know, but.
She said she had three other kids and that she was waiting on her food stamps. That's all we know. But she didn't say how many men. She said, well, he said, where are their fathers? And she just never answered right. if it was one or two or three. So we don't know.
So you don't think he was wrong?
I don't think that man was wrong at all. Because I know if it was me and if I had a father of my child sitting there complaining, oh, you bought one of my children food, but you didn't bring the other, but me and you are not together.
Right.
That's not my job to take care of the other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but me as a woman, I wouldn't do that anyway. I would have bought a pizza and just took it over there and told y'all all to share it.
Yeah.
But like, to be honest with you, he don't have to.
He's not.
That's not his. That's not his job. Mm-hmm. Now, if he was with you, that would have been his job as the bonus dad,
right?
Or as the bonus mom. But if y'all not together, that's not their job. Yeah. That's not. And I know a lot of people take it personal because they be like, oh, I got other kids and they used to be around me and my other kids. But now that we're not together, oh, they don't want to take care of my other kids. Well, they don't have to. They really don't.
He really didn't have to when y'all were together. Now, it is, I feel like it is morally correct for him to. Like, I'm not going to date a man and you don't care. We are a package deal.
Exactly.
You know? And I respect that when dating someone with kids, you're a package deal. But I don't want to deal with the package, so I'm not dealing with it at all.
Exactly.
But he, I don't think he was wrong because, one, we don't know how many other kids he has. Mm-hmm. Two, we don't know the dynamics of you guys co-parenting. Like, we don't know if he didn't show up with the Happy Meal if you would have went to court or said he didn't do his responsibilities. So I feel like he was doing what he needed to do for his child. He can't be, like he said, nobody told you to go have three more kids. Nobody.
Before him.
So, yeah, it's kind of, when you think about the children, it's not fair. I get that. But those are not his kids. Them your kids. Them your kids.
And let's just be honest. Now, this is making a woman look bad, but there's men out here that do that too. And most of the time, that's just because they don't care.
Exactly.
Like, they don't care that you treat one child better than you treat the other.
Right.
Women mostly care about that. That's probably why that video went as viral as it did. And so many people are saying, oh, she's wrong or he's wrong. But, you know, to be honest with you, just be mindful of who you have kids with. Like, at any point in your life, you could have said, you got to put this condom on.
Right.
Or any point in that time. Because to be honest with you, you ain't messing with me without one. So,
if I was a dude, I'm definitely not having unprotected sex with you and you have three kids already.
Exactly.
Already.
That's a red flag. Like, pay attention to it.
Exactly.
Like, if she got three kids and some of them were, like, basically, you know, by two different people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her situation. I'm not saying that she has. Maybe she has those three other kids by one dude. But even if she did,
still,
it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Wrap it up.
Right. And I saw a lot of comments like, we don't know his financial situation. We don't know if he had enough for the other kids. So does that mean his child was supposed to go without because he couldn't get your other kids stuff?
Well, let me put it this way. You don't know his financial situation. That doesn't matter. It does not matter, his mm-hmm. financial situation.
Because even if he did have it still, he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Totally
I don't care
agree.
If he was a millionaire and he went to McDonald's and got that baby a dollar. What is it? $1.39? The smallest one is $1.39 in
We're
South Carolina?
No.
You know
everything that went up.
$1.79. I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, like, even if it's $2, let's just round it up. $2.
Mm-hmm.
If all he did as a millionaire was go to McDonald's and get that $2 fry,
mm-hmm.
and they had a special on drinks and it was $1.79, and he spent that $4 and he said, this is all I'm gonna get.
Right.
That is his. That's all he got to do. All he got to do is bring his child food.
Yeah. And her bringing up, you know, I'm out of food stamps. Who problem is that? Because honestly, you got four kids. How the hell are you out of food stamps in a month? Because last time I checked, y'all bringing in bank with the food stamps per child.
It don't even matter about food stamps.
It
like, I wouldn't even feel right as a mom relying on food stamps alone. Like, that just would
but
be.
But the thing is, I feel like those who need it need to use it. That's what it's for. I have a problem with the ones that abuse it. You know, the ones that's lying on applications or income to get it. Because, I mean, I wish I could get it, you know. But
I don't
have an issue. No,
I
want
to get it. I'm trying to buy some. Y'all got some. Hey, look me up on Instagram. It is a Latisse Touch, and let me know if you got that hookup, if you got that plug. I want some of your food stamps if you got them.
Don't be saying that, Latisse. I think that's a crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah,
I didn't say it for real. I was just joking.
We was just joking.
Yeah, like don't take me for real. But if you got that plug, let me know.
So I don't know her name. I wish I would have looked it up before this. But, you know, I have a segment where I do Widow of the Week. And I have to give it to her. Because them your kids.
Those are your kids.
Not his responsibility. So, you know, with that being said, folks, I just think that you need to think about who you're sleeping with. Let's start at the root. Just think about who you're sleeping with. And because without that, you're not having kids anyway.
And anytime you have sex with anyone, there's a possibility you can have a child with them. So keep that in mind.
Every time you do it. Every time. So
yeah.
Wrap it up. Get on the birth control. Plan B. Whatever you need to do. Do it. Do it.
Well, you know, we're coming to the end of it now. So let's just wrap this thing right on up.
Okie dokie.
So anytime you want to look for me and Lakes, you can always find us on Instagram at Just Got Laid Podcast. We're here every Thursday and we want to hear from you. So send us in your questions, your comments, and your concerns. Anything you want to hear about on the show, let us know. And we got a number coming for y'all real soon. That way you could text me and Lakes late night if you wanted to.
Right. We're new to this. We have our page up. So please, you know, follow us. We'll follow you. We'll keep you updated with the shows, pics, all of that. You can find us there, or you can find me at my personal Instagram, which is Lakes_215 and Laty.
Hey, I already told y'all because I told y'all about the plug. Laty's touch, but you know, hit us up anytime, day or night.
All right.
We out.